Hello, friends, and welcome to the Book of Proverbs. And what a book! Considered by many to be the greatest collection of wise sayings ever assembled. What a treasure! We all know what it's like to read a quote with such insight and impact that it just stops you, because it articulates so clearly and powerfully a truth. Proverbs is a trove of those sayings. It is time. Time to grow in wisdom. Time to learn discernment and understanding. To approach the great challenges of life and respond well. To do right. To face confusion and find insight. To see and perceive and choose rightly. Proverbs is for wisdom. And Proverbs tells us that wisdom is found in a multitude of counselors. That means it's good to listen to a variety of teachers. Proverbs will also encourage us to walk with the wise and grow wise. So I brought some friends, some of my favorite teachers who I go to for wisdom. We'll start this journey with two of us here. My name is Chris Langham, and my good friend Peyton Jones will be joining us for this adventure. Peyton, how do you read Proverbs, and what is wisdom?
I think a lot of people struggle with the definition of wisdom. Maybe the best way to think about what wisdom is to start with what we all know really well, foolishness. We're all experts on that. Folly is the opposite of wisdom. We've all watched someone chunk up their life and thought, oh man, they just blew it. So, Proverbs is a book that's written to show you the opposite, how not to blow it so much or so hard. Wisdom is the ability to live life well and skillfully, living by design, making life work. Just in case we're fuzzy on what wisdom is, verses 1 through 7 give us 10 synonyms for wisdom. Instruction, insight, wise dealing, prudence, knowledge, discretion, learning, guidance, understanding, and teaching. You know how you take selfies, and depending upon your angle, you can look different? This is different angles on wisdom. What wisdom looks like from different angles in different situations.
I like that. Changing your vantage point can change the way you see, not only yourself, but a work of art or a wonder of nature. Proverbs does that for life. Repeated themes weave throughout, and each time we come back with a new perspective. Now, the first 7 verses is really the introduction and purpose of this book. So let's stop and look at some of those vantage points on wisdom right here. Join me at verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel.
Now, verse 1 gives us the author, King Solomon, son of David, the man given a gift by God himself of wisdom, the wisest man in the world. Now, that may have been hyperbole, but one thing we know about Solomon, he too was too often a fool. Like all of us, he missed the mark, even when he knew better. And much of this collection is Solomon offering to us the chance to learn from his mistakes. And I don't believe that Solomon wrote all of these. Solomon was both a writer and collector of wisdom. Solomon interacted with many leaders among many nations and gathered wisdom because truth is truth. And truth comes from the Lord in whatever place you find it. These are gathered here and assembled into the Word of God.
Then verse 2 begins the purpose for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight. So here we begin those synonyms. Proverbs are for gaining wisdom, more street smarts for life. Instruction, this isn't just for being, it's for listening and growing. And here as we walk through the first few verses, I want to show you how I come at the Proverbs. It's pretty simple, but it really helps me get the most out of it. The content in Proverbs is rich, so I like to slow down and just define words, you know, the key ones. I'm actually walking through Proverbs right now with a young man who happens to be dating my daughter, and so much of what we do is just slow down to define the words and then put them back into the sentence. Look back at verse 2. For understanding words of insight. Understanding is that aha moment, the light bulb. I get it. Words of insight, that's seeing into a thing, past the surface to get how it works. Then verse 3. For receiving instruction in prudent behavior. Prudent is a great word. It's not the word prudish, don't get confused. prudent means knowing the right thing to do at the right time. And what a skill that is. How many times have you been desperate to just know the right thing to do and when? It's about doing. Back in verse 3, doing what is right and just and fair.
Now, that doing brings up a question. Isn't that what the law was written for? Proverbs was, in fact, written after the law. Now, you might think that the law should be enough to get people to live right. But I think we all know that a law-abiding citizen can still be a selfish jerk. A law abider can still twist the law to selfish ends. And all of us can know God's law, but fail to bring it to bear in everyday life. The way I interact, do business, buy, sell, make deals, do homework, and that makes me the fool. And of course, we can hear any instruction and not always apply it. And so what Proverbs does is takes the law of God and it actually applies it to your work, family, relationships, and business dealings. It deals with the habits of your speech, the faux pas you make with your tongue. It takes all that the law says about righteousness, justice, and equity and brings it into the kitchen or out onto the football field. And these are all the places you're going to really need wisdom because it's where other people are. And I don't know about you, but life would be so much easier if it weren't for other people.
Yes, and then back in verse 4, the Proverbs are here for giving prudence to those who are simple. Simple is a Bible word for the way we all think and act before we get it. When we apply the right rule to the wrong situation, or we hurt a friend without meaning to. When I say, "What did I do?" and everyone just looks at me like I'm an idiot. It's moments like that when I need prudence. Back in verse 4, for giving knowledge and discretion to the young. I've worked with kids and teens for over 2 decades, and Proverbs is my go-to book. The young need knowledge and discretion. Discretion means acting under your own ability and judgment, unsupervised. We want that for our kids, but they need wisdom first. And I love verse 5. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Proverbs aren't just for the simple, they're for the wise. The truly wise are always growing.
Then verse 6, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. And pay close attention here at verse 7. This verse is the crux, the cornerstone of the whole book. Listen carefully. Verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That one really challenged me when I first read Proverbs, and it's a key phrase. You find it again in Proverbs 9:10, in Psalm 111, and Job 28. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. It's the starting place. But why is that?
I think what this verse does is connect our walking in wisdom with God Himself. Wisdom is relational. It doesn't just guide me in relating wisely with others. It also helps me walk wisely with God. In fact, wisdom starts there. It starts with God, looking at Him. Knowing that there's a Creator who designed the universe, who knows how life works. Wisdom starts with humbly acknowledging His wisdom and seeking to make His wisdom your own. This is why Proverbs gives wisdom a personality, so that we remember that there is a person who is behind all of this. And in fact, thousands of years later, wisdom personified will walk around on 2 legs. His name was Jesus, and He would show us what wisdom lived out looks like for human beings.
The fear of God. Now there's a phrase that packs a wallop. To recognize who God is and stand awestruck by His power, by His love, by His wisdom. I was really feeling that fear of God for the first time in my life. But I read this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And I wondered, beginning? Because when I arrived here, I had a lot of schooling. I almost had a degree in engineering at that point. I had plenty of knowledge, So how could the fear of the Lord be the beginning of it? I pondered over it for some time. I had knowledge that was real, math, science, history, philosophy, I studied. But I learned that the word here in verse 7 means more than just starting line. It means foundation. I had gained knowledge, but I had also skipped step 1. I never laid a cornerstone. I had no foundation beneath my science and philosophy. And when I finally did find the fear of the Lord, I had to do some careful deconstruction and reconstruction with the knowledge I had. And the fuller my view of God, the stronger my foundation is for all of my knowledge. But then the next line says, "Fools despise wisdom and discipline." So what do you think that means? Who is this fool we're introduced to in Proverbs, and how do they despise wisdom?
Well, I've got some bad news. The fool is all of us. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. No exception to the rule. We all have those moments where we think, wisdom? Yeah, I don't want to listen right now. Wisdom is calling, but we send it straight to voicemail. Proverbs is asking us to pick up. It's inviting us to listen, to pay attention. And so we're going to head through the rest of the book of Proverbs. We'll meet you back again for the rest of chapter 1, and we'll take our journey together as fools on our way to wisdom.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.